So, how important is social media to your acting career? Simple question. Do you have an answer? I have some thoughts on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. Woo! I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I don't know why I did that. I just kind of came out. I don't know what happened. It's so nice to see you. So nice to have you here. We're going to talk about social media. What it means to you as an actor. Is it a good thing? Can it be a bad thing? What kind of social media are we going to be talking about? Well, that's coming up in just a moment, but this is that moment in the podcast, as you well know, where I'd like to just say thank you for being a listener or viewer of Casting Actors Cast. These podios have been taking place now for about a year and a half, and we're well over 17,000 downloads of the podcast, something I never, ever thought would happen. But you know what? I'm so grateful that it did. I'm getting all kinds of letters and comments, all kinds of email from you, and it really means a lot to me. So if you have a question, a comment, anything that you want to share, any question that you might think others would benefit from, then I'm really, really happy to take that. All you have to do is go to castingactorscast.com. By the way, the website isn't really a great one. We don't have a tremendous amount of budget here for this particular podcast. And I'm trying my best to improve my website so that it's really much more accessible on your cell phone, that kind of thing. I've gotten a couple of comments from folks that say, gee, I'd really love to be able to listen or watch on my cell, and it's just not that easy. I hear you. I understand, and I apologize. I am going to try and make an effort to get this increased in terms of its ability to get into your hands a little more easily. And it's just going to take some time, but I'm going to do it. And I appreciate you hanging in there with me while that happens. I'm also on Patreon. Speaking of that, it really does mean a lot if you want to contribute to Patreon. I'm being hosted on Podbean. So if you want to go to Podbean, you can. There's a place where you can click on the Patreon and make a contribution if you'd like. If this podcast has helped you in any way, if you feel like it was something that gave you some information or was a great place for you to check in and you're telling your friends, thank you so much. That means a lot. By the way, part of the proceeds are going to go to improving the equipment and the technology and the website, those kinds of things, because I'd like to make that even better, even more accessible. But also a portion of that is going to go to Actors Equity, Equity Fights AIDS, which is an organization that helps those folks who are struggling with this dreaded disease. So I'm happy to make that contribution on your behalf as well. So please do that. Please check out the website if you're on a PC or a Mac, castingactorscast.com. Please like and share, and especially if you're listening on iTunes, I really would like to get my numbers up there. I know I'm talking a lot about all this stuff, but I just want to say thanks. That's the most important thing. So let's move on to the subject, shall we? Social media influence. You know, it was about 6 months or a year ago that I actually got a question from an actor in a seminar. I love teaching and I love going out and talking to young actors, acting students. And the question that I got really kind of threw me, and this was a little while ago, but it still kind of stuck in my head. And that was, how important are followers on social media if you're auditioning for film? And you know, that was kind of a weird question. I hadn't even heard that kind of question before. In other words, if you have a lot of followers, does that make any kind of an impact on you getting hired to do a feature film? And you know, I had to think about that. I wasn't really sure. But here's the reality. It is important. It hasn't seemed to creep into the New York area quite as much, but it is now there. It certainly seemed to be much more important in Los Angeles. And so having a lot of followers on whatever social media you're on seems to have an impact for those producers who are putting together lower budget feature films and could really use some additional media to promote their work. Having a lot of followers is really rather important, but that brings me to sort of the general discussion today, and that is of social media and the social media influence on the actor. So let's talk about that today. First of all, what I think that really is speaking to is the following scenario. If you had two actors that were equally talented and equally right for the part, and actor A has 17,000 followers, and actor B has no followers because they're not on social media, there is something to be said about hiring the actor with 17,000 followers, because they're going to help get butts in the seats. They're going to help promote themselves in this particular production, which for a producer is almost free publicity. It's almost free because the actor is going to get paid. But the actor instinctually is going to want to talk about their work in a movie. And so they're going to shout out to all of their followers, who hopefully will shout out to their followers. And so now it becomes kind of a numbers game. Now, you might find that abhorrent. I certainly can argue two sides of this. One being that if the actors aren't, you know, exactly equal and the one has more followers, but the other actor's a better actor, would you go with the one with more followers? That's a kind of a different debate. Notice I set it up earlier that it's two actors who are equally right for the role. But it makes me a little bit nervous. On the other hand, it's a business. And I can really embrace and understand that the success of any new movie, especially if it's a lower budget feature film that's being produced, or any film for that matter, that has a social media following already built in, that puts that production in a little bit more of an advantage. So if it's a purely on a numbers game, then that having that social media following might be really kind of useful to those producers. Now, does that mean you should go crazy because you don't have enough followers? Or how do you market if you do have a lot of followers? What's the best way to market and promote that? So let's talk about that today. Having followers are literally, for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, if you're on YouTube, for example, or let's see, if you're on Instagram, or you're on Facebook, or you're on LinkedIn, and you have a lot of people who are following what you are doing and saying on any of that social media, that can be considered a constituency for you. And that literally does support what I would call a fan base, especially if these people know you as an actor and they're sort of following you to kind of, you're talking about things that are going on either on a day to day or a week to week, or you're occasionally making a post about what's going on and you're acting, then it becomes really a fan base. And having those kinds of followers and a fan base can potentially be very, very useful. Why? Because it's establishing you as a professional presence. It's an important ingredient now, and something that cannot, in my opinion, be dismissed. It's something that everyone has to take a look at. Every actor has to take a look at and really kind of put it through a lens of, is this something that you need to do more of? Is this something that you just don't feel comfortable doing? And then ask yourself why. But I do think it's something that needs to at least be looked at to some degree. Because why? It can be problematic. It's problematic in the following ways, and I've seen this happen firsthand, and I know that I've mentioned it briefly on some podcasts, but when we were doing a television series for ABC Family called Twisted, it turned out that once those actors from the pilot were going to go on to do the series, and they were lovely, wonderful actors, there were some actors that ran into some issues because some of their social media had questionable material on it. Now, is that fair? No. What kind of questionable material we're talking about? I'm not going to say. But I will say to you that if you have on your any of your social media accounts, you half naked in a hot tub with a bottle of or can of beer, and you look kind of like out of it, That might be something you want to take off of your social media page. Because understand that, especially in some of these projects, your background that is available to the public via social media is investigated by the legal department. In other words, a lot of television, especially series, a lot of new programming that's taking place, they have to make sure that whatever celebrity status you might be given as a result of your work on their project might need to be scrutinized legally for any implications. So my suggestion to you is, why not nip that in the bud? So that's why sometimes social media can be problematic. Now, you know, you have every right to whatever social, political, religious views that you have. That's personal. Those are to you. And you are, you know, those are yours. And I'm certainly not going to suggest that you do anything about those. I am suggesting that as a professional, where media like this is being scrutinized, why not put yourself in the best advantage that you can by taking out something that might be perceived as questionable? Again, I'm not trying to suppress your right to free expression, but I am saying this is a profession. And I would hate for you to lose out on opportunities only because there's something that might be considered or misconstrued inadvertently or innocently on your social media page. So now let's talk about what kind of industry impact might be taking place as a result. Well, as I said, having those strong numbers can definitely help you with casting. Now, I know as a casting director, I don't scrutinize your numbers as a deciding factor on whether you should come in to audition or not. That's ridiculous. I certainly don't do that. My job as a casting director is to fulfill the vision of the producer and bring in those actors I hope will fulfill that vision. You know, I want actors to get the job they're coming to audition for. So I don't look at their social media. I don't pay attention to that. If it is on their resume and it's a good number, you know, that might be a point of discussion at some point, but that is not a deciding factor. Now, will that change? You know, it could. Honestly, it could change. That could be a more important aspect of the business. Two podcasts ago, I did a podcast video on the future of acting. And we talked a little bit about how the technology is going to make people hyper aware of their environment in really amazing and different ways. And having a strong social presence in a professional way could be very, very helpful to you. But for now, the numbers don't really have that kind of an impact as far as casting is concerned. But I can tell you that really high numbers have impacted a lot of producers or a lot of people in the industry who want to develop programming for those people who have a lot of followers. And you know what I'm talking about. There have been many YouTube episodes, for example, self-produced by actors who've gone on to do really, really well in the business. And so developing a presence on social media can have an impact with producers who might want to do and work on some original programming for you specifically. So that has happened. And so that becomes a really kind of a neat thing, really. It's kind of an unusual, but yet I see this as potentially happening more and more, where your work is being viewed by so many people because of the nature of your personality or whatever the reason. The storyline is good. I don't know. But that can really lead to you getting additional attention that can help to catapult an acting career. But also, I have to say that having big numbers is not a reflection of your talent. Now, that's good news, right? I mean, if you're working to be an actor and you've done classes and you're training and you've had some experience or you're working to get some experience, all of those things are contributing to your talent. Numbers on social media does not equate to your talent. Now, you being congenial on camera, you being able to be funny or witty or whatever, it doesn't matter. It still doesn't reflect you as an acting talent. Your acting talent is unique to your social media. So please, please, please keep that in mind. Now, they can work together really, really well. But in my mind, those are separate entities that should be thought of separately. So let's talk about the types of social media that are out there and what advantages some can have and what advantages some can't have. Of course, there's Facebook, and Facebook continues to grow. I know that there the introduction recently of video clips in Facebook and attracting more and more followers, and we're going to see some unusual and interesting, I think, programming taking place in Facebook to develop a following of your fans, your fan page, I think is going to be really interesting. I certainly can't predict what's going to happen, but I think Facebook continues to be at the forefront of a lot of attractive connections with the industry. I can also tell you that there are a lot of really interesting and unique groups that are out there. There are Facebook groups for actors, and that can be a really great forum for folks. I mean, someday maybe there'll be a Casting Actors Cast Facebook group page. That might be kind of fun. I hadn't really thought about that. And that'll bring me to another point in just a second. But think about some of those specialty groups. But more importantly for yourself, make sure that you have a fan-oriented type page that's related to your business, that anything that you do on a personal level is kept personal. So filter everything, that those that for public consumption is one thing and those that are for friends and family should be another, and you need to really keep those separate in your mind and in the design of your social media. Also, of course, we've talked about it. I've got a really good podcast, I think, at least, on websites. So everyone having their own website, I think that's kind of a must now. Again, it's not a fan page as much as it should be for producers who might be interested in hiring you or finding out more about you. Casting directors who want to find out more about you and your work, where you're from, what other skill sets you might have. All of those things can be really, really helpful on your website. I think blogs have kind of gotten really, really popular at one point in time. They're sort of waning. Here's my feeling about doing blogs. Again, if they're professionally oriented, I think that's really, really great. The biggest negative I have about blogging is that actors don't keep up with their blogs. If I go on your webpage, for example, and you have an area where you're doing some blogs and your last blog was 4 months ago, not so good. That's not great. So if you are going to take on the responsibility of being a blogger, then by all means, make sure you're consistent with your blogging and make sure that it's appropriate content that is useful for a producer or a director or a casting director who might be interested in finding out more about you. That's when it becomes a real valuable connection for you to be making. Obviously, there's also YouTube. YouTube continues to grow, having YouTube channel. I've seen a lot of excellent programming on Vimeo as well. I will say, and this is my opinion only, that I think Vimeo is kind of still felt and known as the artsy kind of cool place to be. Not that YouTube isn't rather, but Vimeo has kind of a cachet for artists. They've kind of found a little bit more of a niche market for themselves in Vimeo. And so I would encourage you to think about if you are interested in putting some content on video and uploading that content, if it relates to your business as an actor, then Vimeo might be a really great launching pad for you to do that. Just a thought. Now, bottom line, though, are what are the cost factors? And there are definitely cost factors to this. As an actor, it's really, really important that you continue to develop your craft, because the cost factor for social media is time, is energy, is focus, and scrutiny, as well as quality. It's one thing to have a Vimeo presence of you talking about you being an actor and what it's like to be an actor or that kind of thing. It's another thing to have a good quality content that has value to those who are listening and watching. I hope that makes sense. If it's all about you, and that's the whole point of it, is the hope out of some need to be found by producers or directors or casting directors, I think that that's an inappropriate focus that's not going to help you too much. I think the better choice is to find content that is really either interesting, whether it's you doing, I don't know, monologues, or you talking about being a day in the life of an actor, or sharing your thoughts and feelings about what it is on a day-to-day basis in the business of acting. All of those things might be really, really interesting, but please consider who you're talking to. Please consider your audience. Making valuable content is the most important thing. But as the other social media is concerned, have at it. Again, it's going to cost you some time and some energy. I would hate for that to take away from your work as an actor. I'm talking about reading plays. I'm talking about rehearsing. I'm talking about acting classes and movement classes and staying in shape. All of those things that an actor must do has to be maintained before you start bringing in the social media element. Now, chances are I'm talking to you that you probably already have some social media experience. You probably put yourself out there a little bit, and it has either worked well for you or maybe it hasn't worked so much. That's why I wanted to do this podcast for you today, this podio. I wanted you to take a look at whether or not this is something that needs to be looked at, whether or not this is something that seems valuable to you to pursue, or something that maybe is taking a little bit too much out of your life from being the thing that you really want to be, which is a working actor. I'm Jeffrey Dreisman. This is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.